Pyrrhic victories are much more common than you might think. Excitement about a venture's prospects is natural before it begins, and if the goal is enticing, we unconsciously see what we want to see. More of the possible gains, fewer of the possible difficulties. The further we go, the harder it becomes to pull back and rationally reassess the situation. In such circumstances, the costs tend not just to mount, they spiral out of control. If things go badly, we get exhausted, which leads us to make mistakes, which lead to new unforeseen problems, which in turn lead to new costs. Any victories we might have along the way are meaningless. Understand, the more you want the prize, the more you must compensate by examining what getting it will take. Look beyond the obvious costs and think about the intangible ones. The goodwill you may squander by waging war, the fury of the loser if you win, the time that winning may take, your debt to your allies. You can always wait for a better time. You can always try something more in line with your resources. Remember, history is littered with the corpses of people who ignored the costs. Save yourself unnecessary battles and live to fight another day. Keys to warfare. War is a balance of ends and means. A general might have the best plan to achieve a certain end, but unless he has the means to accomplish it, his plan is worthless. Wise generals through the ages, then, have learned to begin by examining the means they have at hand, and then to develop their strategy out of those tools. That is what made Hannibal a brilliant strategist. He would always think first of the givens, the makeup of his own army and of the enemies, their respective proportions of cavalry and infantry, the terrain, his troops' morale, the weather. That would give him the foundation, not only for his plan of attack, but for the ends he wanted to achieve in this particular encounter. Instead of being locked into a way of fighting, like so many generals, he constantly adjusted his ends to his means. That was the strategic advantage he used again and again. The next time you launch a campaign, try an experiment. Do not think about either your solid goals or your wishful dreams, and do not plan out your strategy on paper. Instead, think deeply about what you have, the tools and materials you will be working with. Ground yourself not in dreams and plans, but in reality. Think of your own skills, any political advantage you might have, the morale of your troops, how creatively you can use the means at your disposal. Then, out of that process, let your plans and goals blossom. Not only will your strategies be more realistic, they will be more inventive and forceful. Dreaming first of what you want and then trying to find the means to reach it is a recipe for exhaustion, waste, and defeat. Do not mistake cheapness for perfect economy. Armies have failed by spending too little as often as by spending too much. Perfect economy does not mean hoarding your resources. That is not economy, but stinginess, deadly in war. Perfect economy means finding a golden mean, a level at which your blows count but do not wear you out. Over-economizing will wear you out more, for the war will drag on, its costs growing, without your ever being able to deliver a knockout punch. Fighting economically will build momentum. Think of it as finding your level, a perfect balance between what you are capable of and the task at hand. When the job you are doing is neither above nor below your talents, but at your level, you are neither exhausted nor bored and depressed. You suddenly have new energy and creativity. Fighting with perfect economy is like hitting that level. Less resistance in your path, greater energy unleashed. Oddly enough, knowing your limits will expand your limits. Getting the most out of what you have will let you have more. Reversal. There can never be any value in fighting uneconomically, but it is always a wise course to make your opponent waste as much of his resources as possible. This can be done through hit-and-run tactics, forcing him to expend energy chasing after you. Lure him into thinking that one big offensive will ruin you. Then bog that offensive down in a protracted war in which he loses valuable time and resources. A frustrated opponent, exhausting energy on punches he cannot land, will soon make mistakes and open himself up to a vicious counterattack.